Delta Airlines announced today it will invest $1 billion over the next decade to go carbon neutral. Here's Delta CEO Ed Bastian on CNBC this morning.
Now, it will be focused on, obviously, the reduction of carbon that we are investing in our technologies, clean technologies we're using through our engines, but also carbon removal.
Meanwhile, oil giant BP said earlier this week it is aiming to be carbon neutral by 2050. But what does it really mean for two major carbon emitters to go carbon neutral? Let's bring in Callum Borchers, WBUR business reporter. Hi, Callum.
Hey there, Jeremy.
So Delta is the world's biggest airline by revenue. Its business model depends on emitting CO2. How does a company like Delta go carbon neutral?
Well, with money, as you mentioned, the $1 billion investment, and actually pretty quickly. Within a decade is a pretty ambitious timeline. The company says it's going to achieve that, Jeremy, by reducing emissions where it can and then offsetting whatever it does emit. So that could mean planting a bunch of trees, for example.
But demand for air travel is expected to keep growing anyway. How would the numbers add up? Even if you planted that many trees, is it really going to make Delta carbon neutral?
Right. I mean, you're hitting on one of the key issues in the airline industry, which is that planes are getting more fuel efficient, but they're flying so many more miles that overall emissions are still going up. So what do you do? I mean, as you said, you could just plant a gazillion trees, but Delta says it doesn't want to go that route. So it's looking at things like biofuels, reducing the weight of planes so that they consume less energy, cutting single-use plastic on board. The question, though, as you said, is will that be enough?
What about BP? That seems even more of a stretch.
Yeah. I mean, for one thing, they're giving themselves a lot more time than Delta. So they're going for a 30-year timeline. I will say that BP's plan is very ambitious, though, in this regard. It says it's not only going to neutralize the carbon that it emits directly, but also the carbon that anybody else emits by burning BP products. So if you fill up at a BP gas station, Jeremy, BP is saying that someday it will neutralize the carbon that comes out of your car's tailpipe.
How does that work?
Well, again, it could be offsets, or it could be trying to reduce the emissions. And that starts, for one thing, with methane gas produced by the drilling. The act of drilling to get the oil and gas out of the ground is a carbon emitter itself. And so BP says, for starters, it's going to try and cut that emission in half by 2023.
The thing is, though, don't these oil and gas companies spend a lot of time fighting government regulations to make them more, you know, carbon neutral and efficient?
That has certainly been BP's history under CEO Bob Dudley, but they have a new CEO named Bernard Looney. He's only about a week into the job, and so this carbon neutral pledge is one of his very first initiatives. How strong is this commitment? Well, we'll just see how the leadership shakes out, Jeremy, because, you know, Bernard Looney may be totally committed, but most CEOs don't last 30 years in one job. So it's probably going to be up to somebody else to see this through.
Now, critics call this greenwashing. Are these efforts going to have a significant effect on the bottom line for BP and Delta, or are they just good PR investments?
Well, let's put the numbers in context. So Delta's $1 billion investment works out to $100 million a year. Delta revenue last year was $47 billion. So we're talking about a fraction of 1% of annual revenue here. So that doesn't mean the effort isn't genuine, but it does mean that it's really not much of a sacrifice on the bottom line.
By the way, Delta's CEO made some other news today in that CNBC interview. He was asked about whether it is okay to recline your seat in coach on an airplane after that video went viral of the guy banging on the back of the seat after it was reclined. He said you should ask first, which I think... You're sitting there. You should be able to do whatever the seat does.
This is a win for common courtesy, though, Jeremy. I'm down with it.
WBUR reporter Callum Borchers, thank you.
Glad to be with you.